21 years ago, Neil and Patricia Whitney opened their Rutland home to high-risk girls who needed foster care. Patricia says it became like a calling, and in 2008, the Whitneys were named Rutland's Foster Parents of the Year. 2 years ago, the Department of Children and Families asked the couple to take in a teen who'd just given birth because the girl's apartment was infested with bedbugs. Patricia says they agreed on condition.
That if we were to get bedbugs, DCF would pay to take care of the problem, which they agreed. And a month later, we discovered that we had bedbugs.
At first, the Whitneys say they were given cans of bug spray and told to take care of the problem themselves. When that didn't work, the state hired a company called Nature's Way. Patricia and Neil say despite multiple treatments, the bedbug problem worsened.
It was really trying for me, waking up every morning knowing you're getting bit all the time. And that process was over 8 months.
In April 2013, the state hired Rutland Town exterminator Carrie Buck of AAA-accredited pest control.
I ducked in a few times while he was spraying. I was trying to see what the process was or how it was being done. And
it was dripping off the kitchen counter, and I could see where it was pooling on the floor.
Questions just started going off in my head immediately, watching what was going on and the smell that was in there. I knew something was wrong right then and there.
State field agents who tested the Whitney's home last spring found high concentrations of a banned and potentially harmful pesticide called chlorpyrifos. That prompted countywide testing, and various amounts of the chemical have been found in dozens of other residences treated by Buck. The EPA was called in to assist with cleanup, but the Whitney's home remains uninhabitable. Neil says he and his son spent the summer living in a 26-foot camper apart from his wife and foster daughter.
It's been traumatic. We haven't lived in our home since April of 2013, and all our possessions are still in our house. Do I get my house back? Do I get my possessions back? There's no answers to any of our questions yet.
The family now lives in an apartment across the street. The state pays their rent, but the Whitneys pay utilities. And while they continue to care for one foster child, Patricia says the state hasn't placed any other children with them long term since Buck sprayed their house. That's meant a huge drop in income, she says, which has exacerbated the family's financial problems. In November, the Whitneys filed suit against Secretary of Human Services Doug Racine and several lower-ranking officials with the Department of Children and Families. Vermont's Attorney General's office filed a motion this month to have that suit dismissed, arguing that under the Constitution, individuals can't sue state officials acting in their official capacity in federal court.
Really, what's going on here is that the state tried to help the Whitneys by helping to get rid of the bed bugs.
Assistant Attorney General Eve Jacobs-Carnahan says that while the state did hire exterminator Carrie Buck, Mr. Buck is responsible for any damages he may have caused. Buck has repeatedly denied using the banned pesticide.
But nonetheless, we're very sympathetic to the hardships that the Whitneys have faced here, and we have already been providing them with housing and other support, and we are really trying to resolve this.
The Whitneys now have 30 days to respond to the state's motion to dismiss. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.